This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
This is VOA News. I'm
Tommy McNeil.
Correspondent Norman Hall
reports
on talks between the White House and
House Speaker Mike Johnson
on Ukraine and Israel aid.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares to advance wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel despite Republican division. House Republican leader Steve Scalise told reporters that Johnson had been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package and include several Republican demands. Johnson has delayed for months advancing aid that would provide desperately needed ammunition and weaponry for Kyiv. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Georgia Republican, has threatened to try to oust Johnson as Speaker and warned that advancing funding for Ukraine would help build her case that GOP lawmakers should select a new speaker. Norman Hall,
Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, including constructing a new land crossing in northern Gaza.
International humanitarian groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid by truck into Gaza, citing both delays by the Israeli military and a lack of safe access to areas such as northern Gaza. In a video statement, military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Haggerty said the new crossing would enable 58 more trucks per day to pass through from the seaport of Ashdod through the new crossing and into Gaza.
The combination of these new measures means that we expect the daily average of trucks going into Gaza to go up gradually from 350 per day to around 500 per day.
Jeff Custer,
President Joe Biden says that the U.S. defense commitment to Pacific allies is ironclad after meeting with the Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House. This is VOA News.
Mexico wants the U.N. to suspend Ecuador over its police raid on the Mexican embassy.
VOA's Alexis Strobe explains.
Mexico's President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador says his country is demanding that the United Nations expel Ecuador from the world body as part of a complaint to the top UN court over Ecuador's police raid last week on the Mexican embassy in Quito. Tensions between Mexico and Ecuador have soared since late last week when the Ecuadorian authorities forced their way into the diplomatic mission to arrest Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass, who had been holed up there seeking asylum in Mexico. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
NPR correspondent Ben Thomas reports that the U.S. House
is going to have another go this Friday at reauthorizing a spy program the FBI says is crucial to stopping terrorists.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to bring forward new legislation to reform and extend part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, known as Section 702. It's a tool FBI Director Christopher Wray calls
indispensable in keeping Americans safe from a whole barrage of fast-moving foreign threats.
However, a conservative revolt prevented an earlier bill reauthorizing it from reaching the floor. Johnson's Plan B would extend the program for 2 years instead of the full five-year reauthorization first proposed. Johnson hopes that'll be enough to sway GOP critics.
In a deepening crime drama, Molly's ruling Mali's ruling to Thursday banned the media from reporting on activities of political parties and associations in the country until further notice. An order issued by Molly's high authority for communication was distributed on social media. The notice said it applied to all forms of the media, including television, radio, online, and print newspapers.
The Italian Coast Guard says it has rescued 22 people and recovered nine bodies after a storm about 30 miles south of the island of Lampedusa. Survivors indicated that the steel bottom boat had departed from Tunisia overnight, Sunday carrying 46 people from Guinea, Burkina Faso, Mali, and the Ivory Coast.
The UN refugee agency says the boat capsized Wednesday morning as waves reached up to 16 feet. The victims include a 16-month-old child.
20 years ago this month, photos of abused prisoners and smiling U.S. soldiers guarding them at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison were released, shocking the world. Now three survivors of Abu Ghraib will finally get their day in U.S. court against the military contractor they hold responsible for the mistreatment. The trial is scheduled to begin on Monday in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Tommy McNeil.